This is Akashvani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. All preparations are in place for the second phase of Lok Sabha elections tomorrow for 88 constituencies spread over 12 states and the Union Territory of Jammu and Kashmir. Voting will also take place for the remaining part of Outer Manipur Lok Sabha constituency. Number of seats going for polls tomorrow is as follows: 20 seats in Kerala, 14 in Karnataka, 13 seats in Rajasthan, 8 seats each in Uttar Pradesh and Maharashtra, 6 in Madhya Pradesh, 5 seats each in Assam and Bihar, 3 seats each of West Bengal and Chhattisgarh, and 1 seat each in Manipur, Tripura and Jammu and Kashmir. The polling for Betul parliamentary constituency of Madhya Pradesh, which was scheduled in the second phase, has been postponed for the third phase due to demise of the BSP candidate there. Campaigning for this phase ended last evening. Filing of nominations for the fourth phase of Lok Sabha elections will end today. Scrutiny of nomination papers will be taken up tomorrow, and candidates can withdraw names by the 29th of this month. 96 Lok Sabha seats, spread over 9 states and a union territory, will go to polls in this phase on the 13th of next month. The Election Commission of India has taken cognizance of an alleged violation of the Model Code of Conduct by star campaigners of the BJP and the Congress. The ECI has sent letters to the BJP President JP Nadda and the Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge and sought their response by 11 a.m. on Monday. The ECI has directed in the letters that all star campaigners to set high standards of political discourse and observe provisions of MCC in letter and spirit. In their complaints, Congress, CPI and CPIM had raised objections on the speech made by a senior BJP leader during his election speech in Banswara, Rajasthan, while BJP, in their complaint, had raised objection on the election speech made by a Congress leader at Kottayam in Kerala. National Security Advisor Ajit Doval has emphasized that India will continue to cooperate in countering misuse of information and communication technologies by terrorists and criminals for resisting terror funding. Mr. Doval said this at the 12th international meeting of high-ranking officials responsible for security matters in St. Petersburg, Russia. Mr. Doval underscored India's policy to use digital technology for inclusive economic development. He called for international cooperation for an open, stable, secure, reliable, and inclusive framework for ensuring information security. U.S. President Joe Biden has signed a $95 billion package of aid for Ukraine, Israel, Taiwan, and other U.S. partners in the Indo-Pacific region. Speaking from the White House after signing the bill, President Biden said it was a good day for America, a good day for Ukraine, and a good day for world peace. The U.S. Senate approved the aid package on Tuesday, following months of negotiations and debate. The aid package includes nearly $61 billion to Ukraine, $26 billion for Israel, and $8 billion for the Indo-Pacific. The U.S. President also signed a bill that could ban TikTok. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heat wave to severe heat wave conditions will continue over East and South Peninsular India during the next 4 days. Heat wave conditions are likely over Bihar, Jharkhand, coastal Andhra Pradesh, Telangana and East Uttar Pradesh. Maximum temperatures will rise by 2 to 3 degrees Celsius over Central and East India. Talking to Akashvani News, IMD scientist R.K. Jenamani said heat wave conditions are also likely to prevail over coastal Odisha, Gangetic West Bengal and Bihar. Keeping in view the huge demand for more trains from Mumbai to the north during the summer season, railways have decided to run 28 additional summer special train services between Mumbai and Gorakhpur to clear the extra rush of passengers. As per the information provided by the railways, Gorakhpur Lokmanya Tilak Terminus, Gorakhpur specials will have 28 trips. In IPL cricket, Sunrisers Hyderabad will take on Royal Challengers Bangalore in Hyderabad at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.